Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Ayin. Tonight, we are learning Se'ifim. What are we doing? Vav and Zayin, and maybe the beginning of Ches. So let's see. Se'if Vav. Mi she'esh l'chamisha nashim v'chamisha avad mekabim menu pras v'kol echel ochel bebeso. If a person has five wives, or he has five avadim, and they each receive their food from him, and each one, though, eats it in their own house. V'chein talmud mekabel pras mirabo v'ochel bebeso. Or a Rebbe provides for his talmidim, and they eat in their own house. Einam osim zel zeh im ein imayim diyorim b'chatzer o im e'eruv ba'etzlam. They do not need to participate separately in the eruv if either they are the only residents of the chatzer, or the other residents of the chatzer keep the eruv in one of those homes. In those two circumstances, as we already learned last night, they would not have to participate separately in the eruv. Memches chamisha nashim tehim nami nimshach anachar balein vadunayim, because they're nimshach after their husbands or their masters. Avadim vuadim misharsim. Avadim, and that includes not only actual avadim, but misharsim as well. House help. We already had this about the brothers in Sifei. Now these have to be people that in some way are connected to the person that they're getting the sustenance from. But if it's someone who has no relationship to the person that they're getting the sustenance from, it's not the Isha, it's not the Eved, it's not the Ben, it's not, so being Makabel Pras does not make you an independent entity, does not make you a dependent entity. You would still remain independent. Siv Zayin. Asara batim zelif nemizeh. If you have 10 homes, one inside the other, v'kulam over mizelizeh, and all of them have to pass through the other ones to get out to the outside. V'yotzim darach achitzon l'chatzer. In order to get to the chatzer, so the guy that's 10 deep has to go through 9 other homes before he can get out to the chatzer. The guy that's 9 deep has to go through 8 other homes to get to the chatzer. V'chulei. Shnaim apnimim levat shichum nitin beir v'ashar peturim. Only the guy that's 10 deep and 9 deep have to actually participate in the Eruv, have to contribute to the Eruv. The first 8, the 8 closest ones to the Chatzer, they're all Pater. Shechashuvim kulum kebeishar, because they're all just a Beishar, meaning they're all a passage, and if your home is a passageway, then it's not a home. So it doesn't have to participate, doesn't have to contribute to the Eruv. But the last 2 are not passageways. Says the Mishnah Berura, Nunal, Tzrich Nitin Be'eruv, Shem Levadam Torah's Bayis Aleim Vos Mutatel B'Chatzer. It's only those last 2 that are considered a bias, and therefore will ask to be metaltal in the chatzar. V'chein metaltal mizel lezer, to carry from one to the other. V'chein mehem lebatim shalufneim, or to the other houses. V'alav gavda sheni harei beis shai lepinim yishor v'darach alav. So you might be thinking that, wait a second, I get why the last guy is not a beis shar, because no one goes through his house. Why is the second to last guy not a beis shar? The last guy goes through his house. So he says, no, lo mispatal mitoriz bayis ali dezek, even davi rak beis shar liyachid. That a beis shar liyachid is not called a beis shar. If only one person has passage through your home, that doesn't make your home a beishar. If 2 people or more have passage through your home, that makes it a beishar. All of the outer ones are a beishar to the inner ones. And therefore, the outer ones are not considered a real dira, even sharabim over malav, because a lot of people pass through. So if you have a house that has 2 rooms inside that are rented out to people, and in the outer room, that's where the guy who owns the house lives, but they walk through. Let's say he has he rents out a room in his house to somebody. So he rents out 2 different rooms in his house, but they walk through right through his living room where he lives in order to be able to go in and out. The people that rent out those rooms have to contribute to the eruv, but a bala bayis ba'atzmo pater. The guy who owns the house does not, because his house is a beishar, because they both walk through his house, and a beishar to 2 people is a beishar. It's not a bias. Sivches. If someone is a guest in a chatzer, even if he has a private residence that he's staying at, but if he's not there on a more permanent basis, he's only there for 30 days or less, so he's a non-entity in the chatzer. He doesn't ask for the other people from carrying by his not participating in the eruv, and he's allowed to carry into the chatzer. They can carry into the chatzer, in his house, or whether it be in their warehouse. Says the Mishnah Berurah will save the Ramah for tomorrow. Hamasareich b'chatzer afilu ayah diru b'schiros. Even if the it was a rental, v'bayis b'fnei atzmo shochel v'yashin sham, and he has his own private residence where he eats and he sleeps. V'nakad b'fnei atzmo d'mayu b'yachad in bala bayis afilu b'kevei noser b'shalo erev. The reason why it says that he has his own private place, because if he was with a bala bayis, then even if he was there on a permanent basis, he would not aser when if he doesn't participate in the erev, because he'd be tuffled to the bala bayis. El l'shloshim yom u'biyosem yishloshim. But if he's there for more than 30 days, afilu mayu rak b'shelu levad, even if he was only borrowing the house, sumikri keva, that's already called keva v'yatzim klal oreach, he's no longer just an oreach va'usar, and he would aser on the rest of the chater. Umistabra deim kava atzma lechachilu yosem yishloshim oser miyad. Now it's mistaber, this is a din in Hilchos Mezuzah as well, that up until 30 days on a rental in Chutzlar, it's not chayiv in Mezuzah. So B'Kivegar, I think, writes that if you signed a lease for a year, so day one, you're chayiv in Mezuzah, because you're koveya yourself at that point. So he says, mistaber, that the same would be over here, that that once you, you're koveya yourself, so then it becomes becomes yours, and even on day one. Kasvatas, the biyosim yishloshim das rinan. When we say that more than 30 days he will aser, tafka b'misarech makom shein kahal. That's only if it's a place where there is no kahal. Av makom shein kahal vos neiruv chatzeros be'erev Pesach k'darkenu. But if there's a whole Jewish community there and they make a neiruv chatzeros and you just moved in as pater gamazet, then you're pater. Ki lev bezen masna al kol diyum she yitosu. When we make that eruv chatzeros and eruv Pesach with the box of matzahs, we do for not only everyone who currently lives in the neighborhood, but also for anyone who's going to move in over the course of that year. K'moshem vor b'sim shen savgav sivtas ayin sham. Tov b'makom sheyesh yuridim sharegin lava orchel nishtal sham yosem yishloshim yom sheyasna kal beferish b'shoshos nerev du l'kol mishi yitosav b'yarazos. If you know you live in a community where a lot of people come for extended periods of time, there's a yurid. Yurid was when they would all converge on that town to do business for 2 months out of the year, and they would set up shop for 2 months, and they had separate minyanim and separate everything. And so then it's a good idea when you're making the Erev in that city to explicitly have in mind all the people that are going to be coming to the Yerid. But we said, Eino Oser, this was going on if he's there for 30 days or less, so he does not aser. Yesham Shafilu Ragi Lavu Sham Kama Pam L'Sarech, that even if he's been there, that's his vacation spot. He goes there all the time. Yeshmi Shemachmir Bazah, however, others are Machmir if he makes a habit out of it. So to review what we learned tonight, in Siv Vav we said that if you have people who are a guy who has five wives or five avadim, or for that matter five sons, that all get sustained from his table, so they do not have to participate in the Erev if either they are the only residents of the Chatzer, or the Erev of the other residents is being kept in one of their homes. And then in Siv Zayin we said that when you have a bunch of homes, one inside the other, only the last two need to partake of the Erev, because the rest are just a Beis Shaar. And for that reason, the Mishnah Berurah said, if you rent out two rooms in your house and both tenants have the right to walk through your living room, you don't have to participate in the Erev. And then in Siv Ches we said that if someone is only a temporary resident for less than 30 days, he does not ask, he does not have to participate in the Erev. But the Mishnah Berurah said, if he plans on being there for more than 30 days, then perhaps already on day one, he has to participate in the Erev. So Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Ramah, and I guess we'll begin Siman Shin Ayin Aleph as well. Everyone have a great night.